You know, one of the things that people don't realize that, first of all, God has the body of Christ under review. Everyone say review. In other words, checking everything out, seeing who's genuine, who's not, who's generic, who's genetic, who's faithful, who's connected, who's disconnected. You know, he's getting ready to pour out a lot of awesome things. And he'll pour it out on those that are faithful, called the faithful, the chosen. Amen. Not on the unfaithful. Not on the compromise, the complacency. Not in the inconsistent ones. Because those are the individuals that rely on their self, their talents and their abilities. Matthew 7:21. In verse 21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Okay, that's good enough. We can all go home. Because if you can't hold on to that right there, then there's no sense of going any further. Amen. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? He said, and I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. He explains now what happened. He says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. In other words, he's talking about foundation. Amen? See, there are three foundations. There, you can build your house on the soulish emotional foundation. Amen? And there's multiple foundations you can build it on. We'll talk about them in a minute. But there's a foundation that we've called all kinds of things, solid, firm. But there's a foundation that God said to me this morning. He said it must be pure. He said, I want a pure foundation. That's what he's looking for, a pure foundation. Amen? A pure foundation is called holy ground. It's holy. If it's holy, it's secure. If it's secure, it's solid. So a pure foundation is a holy foundation. When it is pure, it is holy. When it is holy, it is secure. When it is secure, it is solid. You want me to repeat that? When it is pure, it is holy. When it is holy, it is secure. When it is secure, then it is solid. Collapsing the foundation is a strategy of the enemy. The Bible says a house divided will not stand. In other words, he's trying to cause division within you. If he's causing division within you, usually that individual is causing division out of them. That is within. Many build on emotion. Many build on experiences. Many build on idols. Many build on finances. Many build on their past. Many build on their relationships. Many build on their possessions. Many build on their talents and abilities. Many build on their successes and so forth. The world's building blocks of the foundation is lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and lust of self. Those are its building blocks. But he said very carefully, he said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house or his foundation. Solid, pure, holy. And the rain descended, floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now that rock is also a representation of the anointing. The anointing always promotes and pushes for purity, holiness. Amen? Those two things he always promotes purity and holiness. In verse 26, he says, everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. That's a weak foundation. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Pure foundation. Again, we've always heard about all the rest, solid, secure, this, that, whatever. But it has to be pure. Because when it's pure, it's holy. Go to Exodus in chapter 3. Exodus 3 and verse 4. Our foundations are under review. And the angel of the Lord appeared as a flame in a bush. Moses saw it and decided to go check it out. So when the verse 4, so when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to look. God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy. If it's holy, is it pure? Amen. Take your sandals off. Moreover, he said, I am the great I am of your father, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, or under the Babylonian system, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians or the Babylonians or the Nephilim. This is what God is doing right now. This is what he's doing right now. See, in our new walk of life that was predestined to be restored, it was to be restored on what we call holy ground, just like Moses. It's called a pure foundation. So the Lord said, listen, you got to take off your shoes that represent the world. We got a teaching called New Shoes. And it's about getting a new shoes, but new presence of God. So in this, right now, all of the shaking, everything is going on right now is being exposure. God is reviewing the foundation of his children. He wants to know whether it's pure. Many people have been built on their foundations, but some of them built on the wrong things. It's still not pure. It's still not holy. Amen? So in this we see that God, through the example of Moses, he said, man, look, you got to take those shoes off because this is a new foundation that you cannot walk on until you begin a heart change. When Moses took his shoes off and stepped into God's presence, Moses was never the same. But see, there's something very important in this. A pure foundation will establish relation. Does everybody understand that? Without a pure foundation, your relationship with him is distant. It's distant. But even from a distance, he'll instruct you to build a pure and holy foundation so that he can draw nearer to you and there can be a closer relationship. He is pure. He's light. He is holy. There is no one compared to him. No one. But he sets a pattern and a foundation. In other words, the same house that you in that him and you and myself can live in. Amen? That's the foundation, so that we're on the same foundation. So in this, there's communion. There's fellowship all the time because you have a pure foundation. Psalm 24, verse 3. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord and who may stand in his holy place or on his holy foundation? Amen. He who has what? Clean hands and a what? Pure heart. who's not lifted up his soul to a what? An idol. An idol. Clean hands and a pure heart. No idols. In other words, if there's idols, there's cracks. Nor swore deceitfully. That means lies. Lies. No weaknesses in the foundation. No agreements with the voice of the enemy. It says he shall receive what? Blessing from the Lord. Why? Because there's communion and relationship. Because you have established a pure foundation. A holy foundation. And you're on the same plane. Amen? He shall receive blessing from the Lord of righteousness from God of his salvation. This is a Jacob, the generation of those who seek him and who seek his face. James chapter 1. Is everybody okay? I've run into many people, and we've started a discussion. I said, oh, you know the Lord. They say, yes, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. That doesn't tell me you know the Lord. Somebody understand that. See, they're looking at their works and know their God. Well, I serve the Lord because I do all of these things. But then you'll know them by their fruits, amen? Their desires, their reactions, how they live their life. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be what? Doers of the words of Christ, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer. Now, what does doer mean? He means puts somebody putting it into practice. He is like a man observing a natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and freedom and continues in it through the word of God and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, in other words, he puts it into practice, this one will be blessed in what he does. See, there's a lot of people who can quote scripture but don't practice it. If any among you thinks he's religious because he quotes all these scriptures and doesn't bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart. This one's religious is useless. Pure and undefiled religion is before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans, widows in their trouble and keep oneself unspotted from the world's influence. Oh, hallelujah. Hearers of the word of Christ will build on a pure foundation. Holy, secure, and solid. In Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4:11. Let us therefore be diligent to what? Enter rest. Lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. So obedience brings into rest. Disobedience brings into anxiousness. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit and joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts. And there was no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to his eyes of him to whom we must what? We must give account. Wow. So there's rest by obedience, there's anxiousness by disobedience. We're hearing the words will bring self-examination. Listen, the word of God is manifested through God's love in us. So if your foundation is pure, you're carrying the love of God. Amen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, that means us. Amen? Do not believe every person or every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows us hears God. God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of what? Truth, and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for the love of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. That we might what? Live through him. Again, you and I are to be testing all the voices. These many voices are out there that are attempting to cause you to agree, so they can access you and contaminate you and dismantle your pure foundation. Why? Because your pure foundation is going to carry you home. Does everybody get it? Without a pure foundation, it's hard to get home. Luke 11. You'll have more victory with a pure foundation. You'll have more favor, more grace. But it makes it very difficult when a person doesn't have a pure foundation. Remember, God, the foundation of God's children is under review. He's looking at the intents of the heart, the desires. He's looking for pure hearts that are willing to establish the foundation on purity. In verse 24, Luke 11, 24. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes to dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my home for which I came. Why? Because demons build foundations in humanity. And when he comes and he finds it was swept and put in order, you'd think that'd be sufficient to stop. There was one thing lacking. Wasn't filled. Hello. So it got emptied out, got swept and clean, things got put in order, but not filled. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order, then he goes and he takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Again, they will attempt to dismantle your pure foundation with compromise, self-justification. How about unforgiveness? How about bitterness and offense? How about sickness, doubt, lusts, sin, transgression, false agreements with the enemy? That's the number one thing in the mind. Remember, they're attempting to dismantle your pure foundation. If they know your foundation is unstable, they can play with you. Ephesians 4. Unstable foundations usually have a ministry of called the butt. It's called butt ministry. But. Always making excuses. Putting blame on others and can't take responsibility. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should what? No longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their thinking, having their understanding darkened or blinded, being alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance, stupidity, and pride that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work of all uncleanness with greediness. Now, that's not a pure foundation, is it? No. He says this, he said, you have not so learned Christ. If you indeed have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you do what? You put off concerning the former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind and your thoughts, and that you put on the new man which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Wow. So he's saying, look at this, deceitful thoughts, people not renewing their mind in the words of Christ. It brings cracks, brings holes, brings dismantlement, putting things out of divine order. But a pure foundation will maintain a divine order of life, always. Every day, no matter what's going on in your life, you allow God to put things in divine order. And you'll know when the enemy's trying to interrupt divine order, if you're on that foundation. Or else you'll be easily deceived. 2 Corinthians 6. That is one of our main focuses in our discipleships. That's why we have a specific agenda to help people maintain a routine. So that's a divine order. And when you begin to learn that and not lose it, you're able to apply it to everything. And verse 1, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. Let's speak it. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. That's God's plan, in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I've heard you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, how now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God in much what? Patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, yet true, as unknown, yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Possessing what? All things. Oh, hallelujah. Then he explains to them, listen, Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You're not restricted by us, but you're restricted by your emotional attachments. Now, in return for the same, I speak as children. You also be open. Do not be what? Unevenly yoked together with what? Unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord is a child with a Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with what? Idols. For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I'll dwell with them. I'll walk with them. I'll be their God. They'll be my people if they do what? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch what's unclean. And I'll receive you and I'll be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Remember, the Lord said something very powerful. He says, we want to come and dwell with you. Amen? Well, if he wants to dwell into our house, which is this temple, it has to have a pure foundation. That's what brings closeness all the time. I mean, I believe that everyone in this room wants a close relationship, not distance. Then we got to make sure that our foundation is being built on purity. Amen. It's got to be holy. We got to be willing to take off both shoes. Amen. You know, when we were praising and worshiping today, I saw the chamber, the three chambers of the tabernacle open up. As we started praising and worshiping, I saw people stripping off their garments of that chamber. And they were able to access the next one. Because those garments can't go into the next chamber. So you have the garments of salvation. Then you have the garments of priesthood. Then you have the garments of a warrior. Does everybody get it? But in that we take off and put on. Because you can't put something new on if you're still carrying something old. Amen? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. Acts 3:18, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophets that Christ would suffer, he is thus fulfilled. So repent, turn away, therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord and that he may send Jesus Christ who has preached to you before. Whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. So repent, be refreshed, so you can continue to build on a pure foundation. Come out from among yourself and deny it, fight and follow. In Mark 4, in verse 13, Mark 4:13. These are some of the attempts of the enemy. He said, Jesus said to him, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside which the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they what? They stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things entering, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now, these are things that will take away your pure foundation. But these are the ones who sown on good ground. That means pure foundation. Those who hear the word, accept it, bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. These are attempts of the enemy. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2:19. Let's speak it. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So if you're a dwelling place of God, you got to be, it's got to be have a foundation of purity and holiness. Amen. And I want to close at Revelation 2, verse 18. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. He says, I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last one are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into the sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they do what? Unless they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and the hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works, your doings, amen, and what you practice. Now to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. But hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and they shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels. As I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So again, I really believe that the body of Christ is being under review and our foundations are being under review. It's time for cleaning up. It's time for cutting loose. And it's time for building on purity, holiness, and love. God's love. We can't hold bitterness. We can't hold unforgiveness. Amen? We can't hold things against people. We must forgive, forget, bless, and move on. Let God take care of it. Amen? Praise God. Father, we are honored and blessed. We thank you for your mercies and grace. We thank you for building a pure foundation, a holy foundation, a place that you desire to dwell and dine. We repent for every area where we have fallen short. And we ask for your forgiveness, for your mercies, and for your grace to abound abundantly. Cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. Heal us with the stripes of Jesus. And refresh us in your presence with holiness and righteousness and justice. That you would dwell in these temples and take possession and drive out everything else that you see. So we would be held in your hands, in your heart, and in your will. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.